Hello, everyone. This is Misha, your French Bulldog Academy podcast host. And today I have a special guest, Diane. I'm going to let you introduce yourself, Diane. Go for it.
Hey, guys. I'm Diane, Duncan's mom and manager of his Instagram account. And his account is at Duncan the Frenchie, and that's spelled D-U-N-K-I-N-T-H-E-F-R-E-N-C-H-I-E, at Duncan the Frenchie.
And so Duncan is a little celebrity on Instagram, and I wanted to interview you just so that you can talk to the world and maybe help a new Frenchie mom, a new Frenchie dad, or not necessarily even Frenchie, anybody that has a dog and they're interested in their dog becoming an influencer on social media. So I have some questions I'd like to ask you.
Okay.
First, I want to know, how did Duncan get started?
Well, Duncan loves to play, so I set up his Instagram account hoping that we would meet up with other local pups and their humans for some possible play dates.
Okay. And how long ago was that?
That's probably been about 3 years.
3 years? Uh-huh. Okay. Is there anything that you wish that you would have known when you first started about, like, social media or about being an influencer or any of that kind of stuff?
I didn't have a personal account before Duncan's account, so I'm kind of just learning as I go along. I have learned that everyone I've met through Instagram, whether it be in person or online, has been very willing to give help, other helpful tips and encouragement.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, you've been... go ahead.
Sorry. I also feel like it's just an ongoing lesson. You know, they get new things being introduced all the time. And I do get really nervous about trying the new things the first time, but the more I continue to do it, the more comfortable I get with it. And I think that's just, you know, how it is.
Okay, so when you say new things, what do you mean?
Like the stories, The IGTV.
Oh my gosh, I feel the same way. It's like every time you learn something new, there's like something else is right there. Okay, it's time to learn this too. I know, like, I'm getting the hang of Instagram. I have Snapchat, and now there's this new, oh my goodness, I can't even remember it. Oh my gosh. Gary V talks about it all the time. It's the TikTok. That's like the new thing everybody's talking about now. And I'm just like, okay, this is like brand new. And I feel like I'm like in kindergarten and I have to start all over again. Like, geez.
Same here.
So what do you think is the best thing about being an influencer?
Oh my gosh, where do I start?
Right?
We've just been able to do so many awesome things that we would never have had the opportunity to do if we hadn't started the Instagram account. I mean, we've met so many wonderful pups, they're humans, whether it be in person or following their adventures on Instagram. And some of the ones we've met personally have evolved into personal friendships that I hope will last forever. We also have had the opportunity to be in a T-Pain music video when he teamed up with BarkBox. That was quite the experience. And the video is "It's My Dog Birthday," and you can access it through Duncan's bio.
Okay, and Duncan's bio is on your Instagram page, correct?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, cool.
Now, we've also had the opportunity to work with so many fabulous companies. We were able to attend Super Zoo show in Vegas, which enabled us to meet many of the vendors that we had, some that we had worked with, others that we just were meeting for the first time.
And I feel so honored. That was actually the first time that I had ever met you and Duncan, and you're a wonderful woman.
You
have been just like the best. In case a lot of you don't know, I have a dog clothing line called Fabby Dog, and Duncan is one of my models, and I just absolutely adore him and Diane, and she's been wonderful to work with. So if there's anybody out there that is looking for a dog influencer, definitely look her up. Will you repeat your Instagram handle one more time?
Yes, it's at Duncan the Frenchie, DunkinTheFrenchie.
Okay, awesome. So if anyone's interested, they can look you up and contact you that way.
And if I can just put this in, and due to Fabby Dog, we are always stopped on the street saying how cute our hoodies are. And they are super comfy, which makes it feel better about dressing the dogs up.
Thank you. I know I tried to, when I created Fabby Dog, I wanted to create something that was different, and I actually wanted to create something that I would wear. So it was like,
yes.
It was kind of like,
yes.
Yeah, and I think I accomplished that. So, okay. Next, and be as honest as you can. What's something that goes on behind the scenes that the public does not see? And let me just give you a little example. For me personally, it's the hundreds of photos that I have to take just to get that one good one.
That's me too. And yet we usually end up using that first one, don't we?
A lot of times. Or the first one or the first 50 aren't as bad as we thought they were.
Right.
So it's like we're just like, yeah, like I'm a perfectionist and I'm doing like all kinds of videos and I'm stopping. I'm like, no, that's not perfect. I need to keep doing this. Yeah. So it's the same thing for you?
It is. And, you know, I think the behind the scenes is just a totally different story. Those are probably the ones that would go viral.
Right.
But when we're in public, my husband will hide due to some of the things I want to capture for the picture, whether it be something I have not doing, a noise I might make, wanting to get that perfect little head tilt, or just the position I'm in trying to snap the pic.
Right.
But I have had strangers come up to me and help me quite a few times, too.
Oh, that's because Duncan is just so adorable. He really is.
And then if I'm at home and trying to set up a shoot, and I realize, you know, I have it all set up, and I realize I don't have my camera. So I go to get my camera. When I come back, of course, Duncan has rearranged things for me.
Yes. That's the same with me. I'm at home, and I get up, and I walk in the kitchen, and I turn around, and my dogs are, like, just sitting there perfectly. I'm like, oh, my gosh, where's my phone? Where's my phone? I got to get a picture. As soon as I get the phone, now they move. I'm like, damn it. I get it. Okay, how about, so as an influencer, do you have any failures or regrets that you care to share?
You know, I really don't. It's actually been all fun for us. There's nothing I wouldn't do again. But I think part of that, what makes it so much fun, is that Duncan does love the camera. And he's just such a little ham, and he loves all the attention and treats he gets.
Definitely. Yes, definitely. He is a smart dog. My Tootsie is the same way. As soon as I pull out her wig or her hoodies, it's like she knows what's going on. They're very smart.
Duncan.
Are there any tools or any apps that are a must for you as an influencer?
I've never been a camera buff, so I love the editing apps. I mainly use the Photoshop Express.
Is that something that's on your phone or is that on your computer?
I have the iPhone, so it is on the iPhone. I don't know, like when I'm in my editing, it takes me. I can go straight to it, but you can also download it.
Okay.
And it's the Photoshop Express.
Photoshop Express. I don't know which one that is. I'll have to look into that. There's one that I use. It's a video one. I'm able to download my video, and then I can edit the video. I can add stickers. I can add emojis. I can add glitter, whatever I want. It's super cool. I'm able to add my logo. I'm not sure of what it's called either, but I love it. I use it all the time.
Yeah, I need to check that one out too.
I guess that's it. I just wanted to do a short little interview, and I truly appreciate you taking the time to do this with me. One more time, just for the entire world, can you repeat Duncan's Instagram?
Yes, it's Duncan the Frenchie, and it's at DunkinTheFrenchie on Instagram.
Okay, and you guys have to check out his page. She's pretty, she posts pretty often with photos and stuff of him, and it's super cute. He's dressed up, or I mean, he's all over the place, that little guy. He's adorable. So definitely check him out. And you can also find me on Instagram at Fabby Dog. That's FABBIEDOG. Or on Facebook in my group, which is called Frenchie Academy. And I want to thank all of you for listening. And we'll be back, or I'll be back later on. Talk to you all later. Bye-bye.